Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Robert Half International, or RHI as it's known on the ticker. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into the staffing and consulting giant, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats surrounding this company with a conversational deep dive into what's driving their performance and what could shape their future. So, grab a coffee, let's get into it, and figure out if Robert Half deserves a spot in your portfolio. First off, for those who might not be as familiar, Robert Half International is a heavyweight in the professional staffing and consulting space, operating in the broader human resources and employment services industry. They've got a global footprint, helping businesses find talent for everything from accounting to tech roles, and they've been at it for decades. With a solid market cap and a presence in multiple regions, they're a key player in their sector. But how are they holding up right now, and what's the latest buzz? Let's set the stage before we dive into the SWOT. Looking at recent news and performance, Robert Half has had its share of ups and downs. Their stock performance over the past year shows a mixed bag. Some periods of strength, but not exactly setting the world on fire when you compare it to the broader sector trends. Short term, the last few months have been a bit choppy, with performance lagging behind some industry peers in the 1 month and 3 month windows. However, over a longer horizon like 5 years, they've shown resilience, which is something us long-term investors always like to see. On the news front, there's been chatter about their adaptability to market conditions, especially with economic uncertainty looming large. And from their latest Q3 2025 earnings call, we've got some juicy insights. Global revenues clocked in at $1.3554 billion, which is a figure worth noting as we dig deeper. So with that backdrop, let's roll into the SWOT and unpack what's really going on with Robert Half. Strengths. All right, let's kick off with the good stuff. Robert Half has a rock-solid reputation in the staffing game. Their global enterprise revenues, as mentioned in the latest earnings call, hit $1.354 billion for Q3 2025. That's not pocket change, and it reflects their ability to maintain a strong top line even in tricky economic climates. For us long-term investors, consistent revenue is a green flag. Another big plus is their focus on higher-skilled roles. During the earnings call, management emphasized that AI hasn't significantly disrupted their business yet, largely because they're targeting specialized positions that still need the human touch. This positioning could be a moat against tech-driven displacement in the staffing world. Financially, they're not in bad shape either. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin from the latest metrics are holding steady, showing they're managing costs well while still pulling in decent profits. And when you peek at their balance sheet, the cash and equivalents paired with a reasonable debt-to-equity ratio suggest they've got a buffer to weather storms. That's the kind of stability we love to see. Lastly, their dividend yield isn't something to sneeze at. For income-focused investors in our audience, that steady payout is a nice cherry on top, signaling confidence from management in their cash flow. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. Robert Half isn't without its flaws, and I've got to call it like I see it. One glaring issue is their recent performance relative to the industry. Over the short and medium term, like the past month and 6 months, their stock hasn't kept pace with the broader employment services sector. That's a red flag for momentum, even if we're thinking long term. Another concern is their return on equity, ROE. When you stack their ROE against some competitors or even industry averages, it's not exactly screaming efficiency. They're making money, sure, but are they squeezing every ounce of value out of their equity? I'm not so convinced. And while revenue is solid, growth isn't explosive. Looking at historical income statements, the year-over-year revenue bumps aren't turning heads. For a company in a competitive space, I'd like to see more aggressive top-line expansion, especially with CapEx and innovation in play. Speaking of which, their capital expenditure from the cash flow statements isn't massive, which could mean they're not investing enough in future growth drivers. That's something to watch. Opportunities. All right, let's shift gears to what could propel Robert Half forward. First up, the demand for specialized talent isn't going anywhere. As companies worldwide hunt for skilled workers in tech, finance, and beyond, Robert Half's niche in higher-end staffing positions them beautifully. If they can keep capitalizing on this trend, there's real growth potential here. Geographically, their revenue breakdown shows they've got exposure to multiple regions. If they can double down on faster-growing markets, think emerging economies where professional services are booming, they could unlock some serious upside. The latest earnings call didn't dive deep into this, but the data hints at room for expansion. And let's talk valuation for a second. Their forward PE ratio, based on analyst estimates, isn't wildly out of whack with industry averages. If they can deliver on earnings growth, there's a chance the market might re-rate them higher. For us long-term folks, buying at a reasonable multiple with growth on the horizon is always intriguing. Lastly, while AI was downplayed as a threat in the earnings call, there's an opportunity to lean into tech themselves. If Robert Half invests in digital tools to streamline their staffing processes, they could boost margins and stay ahead of disruptors. That's a space I'll be watching closely. Threats. Now, let's get real about the risks, because ignoring them isn't how we build wealth. First, the broader economic environment is a biggie. Staffing firms like Robert Half are tied to hiring trends, and if we slide into a recession or see sustained uncertainty, companies might freeze hiring. That would hit their revenues hard, no question. Competition is another thorn in their side. The employment services space is crowded, and while Robert Half has a strong brand, they're up against both traditional players and tech-driven upstarts. If they don't innovate, they risk losing market share, especially to platforms leveraging AI for cheaper, faster matchmaking. And let's not ignore their industry performance lag. The sector data shows that while Robert Half is chugging along, others are pulling ahead in certain timeframes. If this trend continues, investor sentiment could sour, putting downward pressure on the stock, even if fundamentals hold up. Finally, debt levels, while manageable, aren't zero. If interest rates stay elevated, or if cash flow takes a hit, servicing that debt could become a drag. It's not a crisis right now, but it's a background risk for us to keep an eye on as long-term holders. So where does this leave us with Robert Half International? Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. From a long-term investment perspective, I see a company with a stable foundation, decent revenues, a focus on high-skill staffing, and a dividend to boot. But I can't ignore the cracks. Lackluster growth, underwhelming short-term performance, and real threats from competition and economic headwinds. For me, the jury's still out. If they can seize opportunities like geographic expansion and tech adoption, there's upside to be had. But they need to move faster and show more aggression in a cutthroat industry. I'd love to hear what you think. Do you see Robert Half as a steady hold for the long haul, or are you worried about the risks piling up? Drop your thoughts in the comments, and let's keep this conversation going. And hey, if you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock breakdowns. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus the full bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Until next time, keep building that wealth, and I'll catch you in the next one.